The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
And that is Lily Allen's Dallas Major from West End Girl, and she did perform her West End Girl tour at Dublin's Three Arena, debuting her, I think you might call it a no holds barred revenge album, discussing the breakdown of her marriage to David Harbour. But it got us thinking about other great revenge albums and songs. Who do you think has written the best revenge albums or the best revenge songs out there? And what makes a good one? Joining me now to discuss this is Saoirse Hanley, features writer with the Irish Independent. Good evening to you, Saoirse. I was at Lily Allen and I was sitting beside a girl and I turned around and I looked at her and I thought it was you, and I was going to say hello to her and then I realised it wasn't you. So I feel we went to that gig together.
Well, I wish it had been me, because I feel like everybody I saw who was there, I got pretty jealous. It looked phenomenal.
I think it was phenomenal. I think it was a piece of theatre. I think it was a piece of musical theatre. And I think people are comparing it to other gigs, and the ones who are critical of it are saying it kind of fell short because it wasn't very long and she didn't interact and stuff. But she was kind of in character. It was performance art. I actually think it was one of the most interesting and brilliant things I possibly have ever seen in terms of a gig. I thought it was actually excellent. But let's talk all things revenge, because I do think Lily Allen has eked her revenge very effectively on David Harbour. But she's not alone, is she?
No, definitely not. I think if there's one thing that makes a good song, it's somebody being really, really, really angry at somebody else, or been hard done by someone else, or let down by somebody else. And I think, when I was trying to think about this, one of the ones that I almost forgot about and then I realised this was a huge oversight is Rumours by Fleetwood Mac. I mean, it had everything. It had like fighting and divorce and sex and everything, but then they also had to then like perform it, you know.
With each other.
With each other. So it's not like, you know, Lily Allen can get up there and David Harbour is probably not in the audience. But if you had to get up on stage with the person who wronged you and sing these songs, and I mean, it's not, I do not wish misfortune on anybody, but I am so glad what happened, because we wouldn't have gotten Rumours without it. Yeah. It is a phenomenal album.
Let's have a little listen to a little bit of Fleetwood Mac. Oh, Stevie Nicks, you can't beat her. And she used to sing it right into his face, sometimes quite aggressively on stage. I've seen many clips of her.
It's phenomenal. And I bought that on vinyl recently enough and I was listening to it and I kind of came away being like, wouldn't you be raging if you tried to make any other album that year? Like, just pack it up, pack it up and go home, because nobody had done it like that. I think then if we like fast forward, I mean, 2016, 2017 were two great years for revenge albums. We have two huge ones and two like behemoths of music that made them. You had Lemonade by Beyoncé in 2016, obviously, following
Becky, like, with the nice hair, with the good hair.
Becky
was it?
With the good hair, exactly. And obviously it was a big visual album. Actually, what two of these have in common is being surprise drops, which is even better again, because the drama of that alone, and then it being songs where you're going deep on what happened to you. So you'd Lemonade, Beyonce, and then the next year you have Reputation by Taylor Swift, another surprise drop, which is just, you know, you've got all these phenomenal. I mean, I think that I was thinking about this, and Taylor Swift, obviously Bride of the Week of the Year, everyone's talking about her anyway. But Reputation as an album, A, is phenomenal, and B, was such kind of like a get back at what had been said to her for years. But then I was also thinking about very recently when you had the Tortured Poets Department and she had Thank You Amy with only the words, not Thank You Amy, Thank You Amy? No, okay, I'm trying to think of it now, but the only things capitalized were K-I-M. So it's another Kim Kardashian revenge diss track scenario on that one, which is also a great song and a little bit understated, but another revenge song.
Taylor is the queen of getting her own, like, if I had ever gone out with Taylor Swift, if I was a bloke, I would be very nervous. Let's take a little listen to a bit of Taylor. Oh, she does it well. She really does. People are texting, by the way, Saoirse, with their suggestions. Hi, Ciara. Best revenge song, bar none, is Why Did You Do by the late, great Marianne Faithfull. And actually, this one is extremely good. Suggestion, Carly Simon's You're So Vain. Des says, is that a revenge song? Oh, Des, I think it absolutely is a revenge song. It's not just women, though, Saoirse. We were trying to think in the office ourselves today about revenge songs as well. And have a listen to this and remind us if you know what's happening here. Let's have a little listen to Justin. Cry Me a River. Do you remember?
I do, and I've seen it live and it's every bit as good as you listen to it. I mean, again, it's one of these things where it's like, you have to think about how cathartic it must feel to write those songs, have them come out, but then perform them. I mean, Justin Timberlake getting up there and singing that and having all these people sing it back, imagine how validating that must feel. But that's another phenomenal one. I think what makes a lot of revenge songs and albums really fun is that, like, people love to read into it, what singers are saying when they sing songs.
We love to
kind of read into it.
That one was about Britney, and you know, we love that too, don't we, in the same way that we love, Lily Allen being about David Harbour, because we know both parties. In fact, we know neither parties, but we know both parties involved.
We think we do.
And you know, same as Lemonade, all of that stuff. You're like, oh, what did Jay-Z do? You know, it gets us a little bit up close and personal into the lives of the rich and famous, I guess.
And I think it's fun too if they're both singers, because then you get to think, well, what's Britney going to do now? What's that song going to be about? You can kind of have this like tete-a-tete across the airwaves with each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we love it. Exactly.
So, you see, the reason I definitely wanted to have Justin in there is someone has texted and said, are women more skillful than men at revenge? Because so many of them are women. And I was thinking this myself, and I was wondering, because a lot of the songs are women. And then I thought, yeah, but is it not the case that men do women dirty more than the other way around? And is that not why the revenge
they've
songs.
Got more reason. They got more to sing
I
about.
I think so. Tom Jones, Delilah, somebody is saying. Yeah, that's a slightly, I think that one has been slightly parked, the Delilah. And someone else says Bob Dylan has produced some of the best revenge songs with None of the Bitterness. That's the Blood on the Tracks, I think, probably is a fairly famous one. It is a bit delicious when, I mean, Lily Allen has done it very effectively, but all of this is a bit delicious, isn't it? For the likes of us who are not involved and have no heart or skin in the game.
Well, that's it, because we get to really, like I say, read into that, and we get to make up our own, almost not narratives, but we get to kind of imagine the scenario that's kind of being painted for us, but also that we're giving all of our, you know, pop culture context to all of that kind of stuff. I do think it's interesting sometimes when it does take on a life of its own. I think a lot of times when they're quite young artists, I mean, when Olivia Rodrigo's, I think, Sour album came out, you know, it was off the back of a breakup where there was, you know, rumored that had he run off with Sabrina Carpenter and all this kind of stuff. And then actually, speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, post breakup with Barry Keoghan, she had a few bangers came out, a few excellent songs that everyone likes to tie up and think about various people. So I think it's kind of one of those things where we think we know so much because we're consuming so much about these people. And especially when they're in public relationships, I remember David Harbour, Lily Allen's wedding in Vegas. I thought it was the coolest, chicest thing ever. They looked so well suited, so great.
I adored Hopper in Stranger Things. I had a massive crush on him. And I just thought he was the loveliest thing ever. And then I'm less convinced now.
We end up kind of getting this whole new side of a story that really we knew nothing about anyway. We didn't know the story as it is, but we thought we did. And it turns it on its head. And then every time there's discourse about it, there seems to be something fresh that we can bring up about it. I think, like, as somebody who, I mean, I love reading and writing and all things words anyway, so I'm always reading meaning into things. But I think collectively we can all do that and think, like, what does that line mean? Who are they referencing there? Is it this, you know, is this that pap shot that they're referencing? Is it that time they were seen in that restaurant? Is it this? Is it that? And the speculation just really keeps us going.
I was expecting this text to come in at some point. Women are not more skillful at revenge. They're just more bitter, a scorned woman and all of that. That's why I kind of wanted the Justin Timberlake. But he's not the only one. In the Air Tonight, someone has suggested by Phil Collins. And it isn't just Fleetwood Mac. People are saying about ABBA and their many breakup songs like Winner Takes It All. And that was a similarly structured band, all going out with each other and all then sort of airing their, you know, slightly dirty laundry in public.
And again, I it really pains me to say, but like we owe them all so much for having such turbulent personal lives.
Yes.
Because these songs are all excellent.
They really, really are. Someone else, do you know what? And I think this is a top class one. Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know. That's a great song.
I was going to say, and she was about 21 when she wrote Jagged Little Pill, insulting to all of us.
The anthem of the 90s. But look, thank you very much to Saoirse Hanley. We do appreciate you coming on, and it's great to play a bit of music on a Friday as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.